Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How's it going, everyone? Today we got a story time of a kid who broke up with his girlfriend because he needed to spend more time watching Skibidi Toilet videos. I wish I was joking. Let's just get into it. So leave a like on the video right now to claim your free nothing. Subscribe if you're new and like stories. And with that being said, let's just jump right into it. So we're going to call the subscriber who submitted the story Will. And there's a kid in Will's class who we're going to call Ben. And Ben, it was one of these cases over the summer. And if you don't know, there's this very, very, very popular series on the internet. It's like an animated series called like Skibidi Toilet. It's like some kind of weird animation thing. If you like it, that's cool. I really don't care. But we've had several videos on this channel going over kind of like the Skibidi Toilet disease, where basically these kids will watch it for like 25 hours every single day, and their brains will just literally go down to two neurons, and the two neurons can only say Skibidi Toilet. Like, it's so bad. Anyway, so in Will's class, this kid Ben basically contracted the Skibidi Toilet virus around the time that everyone else did over the summer. I guess basically what normally happens is, you know, Ben didn't really have a lot of things to do over the summer. He had access to an iPad, then he started watching Skibidi Toilet videos 17,000 hours every single day. And then one thing leads to another, and kabloom kablam, he has Skibidi Toilet disease. So, you know, when he came into school the first couple months, he had it pretty bad. Like, he was, like, singing the Skibidi Toilet theme song. People were, like, not paying attention, like, ignoring him because he was being so annoying. But eventually, he actually stopped. And one thing is, you know, I think Will at this point thought he was cured of the Skibidi Toilet virus, like thought that he was actually able to get over this. But in reality, it was just dormant, man. So anyways, over the course of that, like in September, he had it pretty bad. Then in October, he kind of got over it. In October, November, he started talking to this girl and they actually got in a relationship. I mean, it's a freaking middle school relationship. So like maybe in a year they'll hold hands. Ooh, so scandalous, right? But at the end of the day, he had a girlfriend, which like low key at that time, like Will was telling me that he was kind of just like, wait, this kid has a girlfriend and I don't have a girlfriend. Like the kid who is literally known as a Skibidi Toilet kid, because he was being so absolutely annoying. Like dude actually had a reputation from just being that kid who was really annoying. And somehow within a month of like cleaning his reputation and talking to a girl, he immediately has a girlfriend, which like, I mean, was Will just being a little salty here? Well, I'm not gonna say he wasn't, but if I was in Will's position, bro, I'd be a little bit upset too. Some kid who literally like spends all of his time listening to Skibidi Toilet videos and was like basically an outcast socially because he would just sing Skibidi Toilet songs and just like harass people basically with like being like Skibidi, but like, yeah. And then that kid gets a girlfriend before me. Yeah, okay. You know what, bro? I'd be a little bit upset too. I can't even really blame him here. But anyways, right, so after about a month, you know, Ben starts dating this girl. We're gonna call this girl Caroline, right? A fairly normal girl, at least that's what Will tells me. I mean, that's the thing, man. Like, I always really have to trust, you know, the user-submitted stories, which is from you guys. So, I mean, it could be complete cap, who knows, bro? But it sounds like, you know, Will's saying that she's a pretty normal girl, which, by the way, if you want to submit a story, go to Instagram, look up Connor Pugs. I have a lot of followers in there, so you'll know which one's me. Message me your story over at Instagram DMs, and that's how you submit it. Anyways, so yeah, sure enough, the subscriber is telling me that they, you know, she's a pretty normal girl, which you guys might be thinking, okay, well, at first when I was reading the story, I was like, okay, he has a girlfriend, but it's probably just some girl who also has like TikTok brain rot as well. You know what I mean? Like just another TikTok brain rot person, but it just happens to be a girl this time. But no, like apparently she was fairly normal and like not like crazy popular, but like popular enough that like it just didn't make any sense. It was crazy. So basically what I'm trying to say is that this Ben kid completely lucked out after being Skibidi Toilet obsessed, which makes what he's about to do even crazier. Even crazier. I mean, it's a pretty crazy thing to dump your girlfriend over Skibidi Toilet. Like, what the hell? But, like, what is this generation, bro? You guys, y'all are screwed. That's all I'm saying is you guys are cooked. But nah, it's, anyways. So a couple months into their relationship, things seem pretty fine. And I mean, maybe there was stuff brewing behind the scenes, but you know, in public, they were fine. They were holding hands and being like, I love you, even though it's a middle school relationship, bro. You're literally going to break up in 2 weeks. But on what seemed like a normal day, you know, Will was sitting at his table with the boys, and this was in the lunchroom, and Caroline was sitting with her friends. And that's when Ben walks in. And Ben has this, like, stern look on his face. Like, he looks like he's about to deliver some bad news. Which, like, I mean, honestly, bro, it's probably good news disguised as bad news. Like, if this kid is breaking up with you to, you know, watch more Skibidi Toilet, bro, you probably dodged a bullet. Anyways, though, so Ben walks in, and no one suspects anything coming. So he starts walking towards his girlfriend's table. And, you know, Caroline looks up, and she's like, oh, hi, Ben. Because, I don't know, it's like your partner walks towards you. Your relationship is fine. You don't really expect anything bad to happen. And also, if they are going to break up with you, you don't expect them to do it super publicly. Like, the reason why we even have this story is because Ben broke up, like, with the level of detail I'm about to give you, is because Ben broke up with this girl public. Oh, you know, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you the story. Anyway, so he goes up to her. He, like, doesn't say hi back. Like, Will is, like, starts to, like, pay attention to this. Like, he was, like, kind of not paying attention. He was kind of just aware of it. And now he's, like, paying attention to it. And it's weird because, like, he, like, just has this, like, solemn look on his face. Bro actually looks like he is, like, about to deliver the worst news of his life to this girl. Like, he's, like, mentally preparing himself. So, obviously, you know, Caroline, like, picks up that something's weird. And she's, like, are you good? Like, is everything okay? Because, you know, he didn't say hi back and he had a bit of a worried look on his face. Like, yeah, okay, it's pretty obvious. He's like, hey, I don't know how to tell you this. And at this point, like, Will still, like, immediately, like, he was, like, 30% paying attention. He was, like, paying attention a little bit. Now he's locked in, bro. He's like, what? Because at this point, he could tell that this is a breakup. And at first, he was just, in Will's head, he's just like, this is crazy because no way this kid scored this girl and now he's going to break up with her. But Will couldn't. The reason behind it, which you guys know because of the title, and I've already hinted a few times, is just insane. So anyways, Will's like, hey, you know, I've really enjoyed our time, like, together. You know, you were a great girlfriend. I just don't, like, I think this relationship needs to end. Which, like, completely abrupt, doing it in front of, not only in front of her friends sitting at the lunch table, but also in public. The fact that Will heard all of this means that probably more people than Will heard this. You know what I mean? If they're in a public space and Will heard this level of detail, probably means that even more people heard this level of detail. So, like, you're basically disrespecting her in a sense because you're airing out your dirty laundry in front of everyone, and you're also probably, like, embarrassing her because it's like he's breaking up with you, which, like, Will's telling me, like, low-key, that alone is embarrassing. So apparently Caroline's completely taken off guard by this. Like, you don't really know if, like, things were brewing behind the scenes, but Will can infer pretty strongly that she had no idea this was going on because she just looked completely floored. Like, she was so shocked. It's as if she heard, like, the most, like, shocking news ever. It was pretty obvious to Will that she just didn't see this coming. And also, like, Loki, even if she did see this coming, she probably didn't think that, you know, Ben was going to tell her this publicly in front of all of her friends in the entire school. Like, you pull her aside. Look, it's good. Look, I have, like, credit to Ben. Well, I don't want to say that, but props for doing it in person and not, like, doing it over text or having a friend do it or something, like, really corny like that. But, bro, doing it in front of everyone, like, I get you're doing it in person, but this is not what I meant. The instructions were unclear. Oh my god. Anyways, though, so she's like, oh, okay, can I ask why? Because I guess in her mind, the relationship was going fine. And this is where things absolutely go downhill, and I've lost faith in your generation, bro. yes, you guys watching, you guys are so cooked. Like, please tell, I hope you guys are normal, but I just want to say in general, your generation, maybe not you, maybe you're a good one, maybe you're safe, but your generation in general, bro, you guys are so cooked. Oh my God. Anyways, he's like, so I've been really, really busy lately, and I've been putting more and more time into one of my hobbies, and I can't handle both. And I really like what we had going, but I just made a decision. And she's like, what hobby? Because, like, I guess he hasn't really brought this up. And he's like, you know, I've been keeping this more in the down low, but I've been really, I can't say it. Oh my God. Ugh. Make sure you've left a like on this video, because this is really hard for me. And just do me a favor, just leave a like. He said, I've been really getting into researching this Skibidi toilet lore, and I don't have time for you anymore. Brother actually has been watching the Skibidi toilet videos and been like researching and theorizing the lore. Oh no. Dude, if you want to get into that, like, that's fine, but no way buddy actually broke up with his girlfriend publicly in front of everyone. Because, like, this is like layers and layers of embarrassment. Because not only did you got broke up with in front of someone, in front of everyone, right? That's a little embarrassing. Layer two, this kid, who most people at the school still think is pretty cringe, he broke up with you, not the other way around. And then the final layer is the reason why, which is just so bad. Anyways, so she's like, what? Like, Ben, what does that even mean? He's like, I didn't think you'd understand. That's part of the reason why we're no longer together. You don't want to support me on this. And she's like, what? So yeah, at this point, Will turns to his boys, who are also kind of listening in with this look of like, ain't no way this kid just said what he said. So super quick, I post my entire day on Snapchat. My Snapchat is Connor Pugs. I'm verified in there, so just add me with a star. If you want to see everything else I do during the day, besides like this 20 minutes of me telling a story, add me in there. I'm trying to make some money in there. Thanks. Anyways, so yeah, Will turns to his boys like, there's no way that this kid, not only did he break up with her in front of everyone, not only was he the one who broke up with her, which is completely flipped in, you know, in his mind, but he broke up with her because he wants to spend more time like learning Skibidi toilet lore. There's no defending this guy. Like, there's literally no defending that statement. Like, I mean, you guys can try in the comment section, like, go ahead. Which, by the way, secret word of the day, I haven't done that in a second. Go ahead and comment toilet if you made it as far into the video. That'll be the secret word. Just so I can see how many people made it as far. But yeah, or the names and faces. I can see a percentage, but I want to see names and faces. You guys can try in the comment section right now to defend this, but I just personally think it's completely indefensible to break up with your girlfriend because you're too busy researching Skibidi toilet lore. I mean, you can break up with someone for any reason, bro. Like, that's not what I mean. What I'm saying is, like, as a society, like, do we allow this? You know what I mean? So at this point, Caroline's almost pissed. She's more pissed than anything. She's like, all right, fine. Well, then that's fine. Go ahead and do that. Like, goodbye. And Ben's like, no need to be like mad at me or anything. She's like, I'm not. Just go. Like, we're done. He's like, but I thought we had something. You're letting it go so easily. And she's like, you're breaking up with me. What do you mean? He's like, yeah, but like, you could put up a bit more of a fight. She's like, you know what? No, I think this is a good idea for the both of us. And so, yeah, Ben walks out of there, and Caroline is like still angry and embarrassed, which I think, honestly, I don't even know what I'd do in this situation. If I, my girlfriend, first of all, I would be like, what? I don't know how I'd comprehend that. I literally don't know how I'd comprehend that. You know what? I honestly don't know. So she's pretty mad. Word spreads pretty quickly because he did it so publicly. And just like, honestly, poor Caroline, bro. Because like, I mean, she dodged a bullet. Like, big picture, good for her because she no longer is with this guy. If he's actually going to have such clown behavior, then it's better off that she's not with him. But still, dude, like, it's brutal times. And not Alex, Will and his boys, they have a great story now. And if you're part of, you know, the generation that, you know, you're in high school or middle school or Gen, what are you guys now? You're not Gen Z anymore. You're like Gen Alpha, bro. Save yourselves, because the rest of you guys are doomed, bro. You're so cooked.